Dr. Grant Harper Reed is with me on the Soul Show to talk about his work that included experiences with Jimi Hendrix back in the summer of 1969. Grant, how are you? Thanks for joining me.
I'm doing great. I'm ready to go.
You are a multi-award winner as an author, biographer of your grandfather, who was Leonard Harper, a major figure in theater and production and choreography and performing during the Harlem Renaissance. That really catapulted you to fame, but as far as I'm concerned, you had a very interesting story before that. And I found you as I was looking at Summer of Soul and that summer in general, and there you were all over the place. Can you tell us a little bit of that story?
Sure. You know, when you mentioned my grandfather, Leonard Harper, I had never met him, you know, because he died before I was born. But
yes,
it's important for me to let you know that I did, you know, my mother's mother, she was a bar. She had a side job as a barmaid in the Red Rooster and Jocks in Harlem. So, you know, I used to go there after church every Sunday because she grew up with Adam Powell. And there were all sorts of musicians, producers, and all, you know, I was around all these show business people. And I just took it for granted, you know, because part of it, what I found out later when I did the research on the book, that it was because when I did the research on the book about my grandfather, I found out that the reason I put the pieces together, the reason why I was around a lot of these show business people was because of him, because it was like after the Harlem Renaissance. So that's how Jimmy comes into play, because, you know, my grandmother was friends with the guy that owned Small's Paradise, where Jimmy performed. And, you know, it was a whole circuit of things going on in Harlem that I grew up around. So my grandfather was the in-house producer at the Apollo Theater before I was born. So when I was a little kid, my mother used to take me to my grandmother's house to babysit me. And then my grandmother used to leave me off at the Apollo with tap dancer Honey Coles, who was the manager of the Apollo. So I grew up in the Apollo, seeing the Motown shows and everything. So one day, this was like a couple years before Jimmy did the show on 139th Street, I walked into the Apollo to take my seat to see a show, like I usually do almost every week. And I see a black guy with, you know, like paisley shirt, frilly sleeves, the flowers around his neck, with two white guys with long, like, afros, and he had wild hair.
Yes.
And I thought that, I swear, they were talking. They weren't sitting down, and they were talking amongst each other, and I don't remember exactly what they were saying, but I thought that they were, because of their outfits, I thought they were part of the Jewel Box Review, which was a review of men that dressed like women.
Okay.
That was famous for being in the Apollo. So that's what I thought, you know, I thought Jimmy was part of it. And I never, you know, I just went and took my seat. And I remember the show. It was Wayne Cochran and the CC Riders. And he had a big, like, Elvis pompadour, white. And he had tight pants, and he sang, and he had a lot of rhythm. And so that's, you know, like, I could understand later why Jimmy came to see him. And because this guy was cooking. He told the black audience at the Apollo that he was James Brown's cousin from down south. And we believed him, you know, so I understand why, you know, like Jimmy was working with Little Richard and all these little sideshows, and he was watching the headline performers, and they were out there in front of the audiences, and they had a little, you know, something peculiar, something quirky to attract the audience and have them like them, buy their records, and come back and see them, like, next week. And he was watching that from the background, and that's where he took a lot of that, and that's influenced his showmanship.